Today's comedy fans demand more from their comedians than mere stand-up on a stage. But what can a podcast provide that a live performance can't? And why is comedy consistently the most popular of all podcast categories? Well, two of Scotland's top comedy podcasters are with me. Who are they? Here's a rather large clue.
You're listening to the Jamie Godley Podcast with Jamie Godley and Ashley Story.
Yes, it's mother and daughter duo Jamie Godley and Ashley Story, who in a little over 3 months have built up a listenership of 11,000, it's probably just gone up, fans with the Jamie Godley Podcast. And they recently even beat Podfathers, Andrew Collins and Richard Herring, in an online popularity poll as voted for by the listeners. Janie and Ashley, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Welcome to your traditional tranny cast as opposed to your modern podcast. So Janie, what prompted you to start with the podcasting?
Well, it kind of grew from Ashley and I would sit on the sofa and have an hour and a laugh, and I thought, we should record some of this. It's quite funny. And people had asked me before to put out some product, you know, because my blog gets 500,000 hits as well. And people have been asking for a live product. And I thought, I'm not really ready to release a DVD as of yet, because I'm in the process of doing that with somebody in LA. And I have to wait till that gets done.
Mm-hmm.
What's the next step, Janice? My voice.
Yeah.
And who's better with my voice and having a laugh? My daughter.
Is it as straightforward as that, though, Ashley? It's a great idea, and I can see why you would do it from what Janie said, but is it as simple as just sitting in the settee bantering and having to record it and then put it out?
Yeah, as far as Mum's concerned, that's all she has to do. And to be honest, she said that like she came up with the idea of a podcast,
okay,
but she'd never heard of a podcast until I told her what one was.
Look, I've had enough generational spats already in the show without another one.
Well, she does all the technical, and it really is that she knows all the material, how to do it, and all the bits and pieces, and we just bought new equipment so that it would be really high res or what, I don't know what the word is.
The sound quality would be better than USB mic between two.
Yeah, so we've now got our own microphones. We feel dead professional.
Oh, for goodness sake. And all of this in your living room?
Mm-hmm.
Is that where you haven't been out and about anywhere else? So it's just the pair of you, as near to natural as possible, chatting the way that you would anyway?
Basically, yes.
Do you think in advance, though, about topics you're going to cover?
If there's something extremely political in the news, or there's something important that we'd like to talk about that we've seen in the news, then we will say
Trillion Niners or something.
We will decide beforehand that that's what we're going to talk about. But apart from that, no, it just randomly sways across all topics you could imagine.
So do you then edit it?
No.
You don't?
It's completely live, unabridged.
Right.
Yep. Yeah, there isn't. Sometimes we get halfway through it and we look at each other and go, this is rubbish, isn't it? We're just talking absolute toilet roll. What's that about? And then people like it, so...
Uh-huh. That's why they listen to
but
it.
But she makes eyebrows at me all the time.
Yeah.
She does like
that. That's such a lie.
She's doing it right now.
Yes.
Have you had feedback from listeners? Do you know where they're listening from in the world?
Yes, we've got a huge listenership. We've got a lot of listeners in Tanzania. They've
of
set
course.
Up a fan site for us. Because they like us.
Of course.
Because we're cool. We've got a girl...
Because we're big in Tanzania. Deal with it, Janice.
I'm just jealous, of course. So where else?
Seattle, Sweden, Switzerland. We've got a map that shows where people listen, and there's a listener in the middle of the desert somewhere.
Yeah.
No listed town names, just a person in the middle of the desert.
I wonder if it's a man or a woman.
We want it to be a man in a cave.
George Clooney.
Aye.
Lookalike.
Aye.
Or George Clooney lookalikes tend to hide in caves and deserts.
Aye. We want it to just be like a really important man in a cave going, I don't want to hear nothing for the world but Janie and Ashley. That's all, and we might influence them.
You don't think it's Osama bin Laden?
We're hoping it is.
Right, okay.
That's what I was getting.
What do you... I'll just go right in there with a sledgehammer in case anyone's hard of thinking, which of course they're not. They're listening to BBC Radio Scotland. Now, what do you think? Have you any theories then as to what accounts for the popularity of comedy podcasts?
Well, I think that it's much more accessible for people who are comedy fans. You get the censored comedy on TV, and you know how the BBC have just released more censorship guidelines this week. So you've got this... comedy's becoming so big on TV that everybody's getting accessible to it. I won't, because I'm old and Scottish, and I'm a woman. That's going to take a long time for me. So I decided to do it myself. And I think that people want more from that. As you said at the top of the show, they want more from the comedians. And this way it's completely uncensored, Janice. It's nobody tells us what we can say and what we can't say. And because of the unique relationship between a mother and daughter, I think that interests people as well.
Also, stuff that might not necessarily look good on paper, if you took it as a treatment to one of the big broadcasting companies, it proves that those things work, like Carol Pilkington on the Ricky Gervais show. Yeah. He's just a small, round-headed man who's become a celebrity just through a podcast.
Yeah. How much do you think that the Pilkington Gervais podcast has really kick-started all of this and got people aware that it's happening?
Oh, hugely, hugely. I think it's been really important in letting people know what a podcast is, because I don't think that a lot of people, like my mother, knew what a podcast was.
And that's a good point, because a lot of people listening think that you need special equipment like an iPod or something to listen to a podcast. You don't. You can listen to a podcast on your computer. You don't have to download it. You can stream it. A lot of people who haven't entered the podcast realm are scared of the equipment that they need. Mm-hmm. And you don't, like me, a complete technophobe, you can just click on our podcast and listen to it without downloading it to any special equipment.
Have you found also that with your stand-up, that maybe in the course of talking, you're coming up with ideas?
Yeah, absolutely.
Your material?
It does, Janice, that's a good point. There's quite a lot generated, because we do, Ashley and I are writing stuff for radio just now, and we write quite a lot together, but not my stand-up.
Yeah.
But in the course of the chatting and the talking, it does throw up ideas that make us go, that would be good for stage. I might do that. And she'll say, you should do that.
Are you the only mother-daughter podcast?
We are, as far as we know.
Right, okay.
We'd like any other ones to keep quiet, please.
Yeah, we're hunting them down.
Go off to that cave with that bloke.
Aye, with that bloke.
What about, do you think there is a sort of a nice sense of being slightly anti-establishment and almost culty doing a podcast?
Yeah.
Do you like that?
Well, I remember Radio Caroline and Radio Luxembourg of the old days. You remember that? You used to cheer and go, what is that? Is that the Pope talking? No, it's not Slade. And it used to go all odd. Well, I remember those days, and I suppose there's a bit of me into that pirate radio thing that we have now. We can own our own airwaves and do and say as we like, without somebody making faces or banging on a glass window or doing that with their eyebrows to us.
And have you got any idea the sort of demographic? We know that you're listened to all over the world, but is it more of a young person's thing, or is it becoming intergenerational?
It's really, really weird, because I'm young and I'm a big geek. We've got a huge Star Trek fan base.
Yeah.
And because mum is in her olden days,
thanks,
we've got a lot of middle-aged women who listen, who wouldn't have listened to podcasts beforehand, but because she's posted it on her blog, we've introduced them to podcasting, and we can kind of sweep across generations with our wit and banter.
Indeed. And also, the podcasts are numbered, so it's also like you're entering into, it's almost like a serial world that you've created.
That's
that people
feel
part of.
That's right, and they can go back to number one of the podcast and listen right through, and it all goes on Twitter. And just this week, Vicky, Ashley's friend, took some live pictures of us doing the podcast, so they'll be up soon as well.
Was there one with a certain young lady doing Lady Gaga?
Oh, that was Ashley's video doing Lady Gaga.
Sadly, we're out of time. Thank you very much indeed. You just have to go and look at that. Janie Godley and Ashley Sawyer, thank you both very much indeed. So you can listen to the Janie Godley podcast at janiegodley.com. Follow the podcast links and do make a date in your diary to tweet them with your thoughts next Tuesday night when they announce their weekly topics. You might have a hand in the next instalment. That's it for this edition of the Comedy Cafe.